Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast, this special Monday edition. Hope you all had a great weekend, and this is part two. That's right, part two of the Ohio Toy and Comic Show Extravaganza episode. So we heard from Master Daniel Pacina last episode. We heard from Toy Bills. We heard from Josh Pence. And we got the first part of our chat with Mary Mercenary and Joe Colton. And I know I left you guys on a bit of a cliffhanger. So here, without further ado, is the rest of that conversation. All right, we're back. Down one microphone, but that's okay. All right.
So close.
You guys are so close together again. It's so funny.
No, now, if you both licked it. I'm not licking that.
I cleaned it before I brought it. So
Now anyway. It just has my tongue on it. Okay.
All right, so that's we were talking about shirts just a second ago. So we had Brad Lark from Flying Pork Apparel do all of our shirts. And you can actually go to Flying Pork Apparel now, and there's an infamous podcast collection.
Nice.
We have three different shirts, and actually one of which is our con-exclusive Mortal Kombat shirt.
Yes, I saw that. That was very cool.
It's only going to be limited time.
Okay.
So if you want to get one, you should go buy one.
Okay.
I can't give you another one for free.
No, I know. So. I like t-shirts.
Although I do owe you an apology because I said, do you want a shirt? You messaged me and said, I want a shirt. And I'm like, done.
And then you gave me a large shirt.
And I thought I had a medium left, but then I gave Mary my last medium shirt. So
you've been gifting me a lot of things today.
So you, none of them. But you know what? With the large, you can cut it up and
Why did you gesture towards her breasts?
I said cut it up. I wasn't anywhere near her breasts.
You can cut the nipples out of it.
That's horrible. Ew, gross.
No, I don't. I don't like those shirts.
She's Greek.
That's
she's covered in.
No one likes those
she's
shirts.
Greek. She's covered in hair. You know, it's like I'm kidding. That's just a joke.
I am not.
She's a Sasquatch. I'm kidding. You're not.
Man, I wish I was a Sasquatch.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mary Mercenary's seen things.
I've seen things.
You've touched things.
I can't unsee.
She's waxed things.
No, God. What's with this hair thing you have? Is it a fetish?
No. I hate, no.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. This is what happens when
The three of us get
together. Yeah. So, and Johnny's not here to keep us under control.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Johnny. Johnny, we miss you.
I
miss you, Johnny. These guys, I don't know.
I've licked your microphone. So. I do miss you.
That's the best gift you could give him, honestly.
It's
a licked microphone. So, and we're making Mary really bored right now.
She's
yawning.
So bored.
She's like,
Hi, I'm not bored.
You don't
sleepy.
Have to hang out. We can carry this on without you. I mean,
yeah,
that's
fine.
No, I'm kidding. No, but you guys should definitely talk to Brad about shirts because he's amazing.
So we've talked. She's done this Mary Mercenary shirt.
Right.
What is it?
Casual and low effort
since 1983, which I thought was such a cool thing. And I'm going to steal that idea.
It was the most aggressively passive aggressive thing ever, which is 100% you.
Oh, yeah. If there's a passive aggressive queen.
Well, no. You are aggressively passive aggressive, though. That's the beauty of it.
Oh,
you
yes.
are. There is. You
I'm
know,
trying to make you more aggressive.
There's a fucks to give
Everyone
meter,
does.
And yours is like in the negatives. Like it's like negative 803.
But aggressively passive aggressive.
Yes. That's what makes her so aggressively passive aggressive. Is there's negative 803 fucks to give.
Yeah, she's trying to get me to be more outwardly, actively aggressive.
Yes.
Okay.
Like saying this is not right instead of like, all right, I'm going to make a master plan of how to. To be passive aggressive and everyone understand.
I really hope he saw the shirt. I don't know if he did. Like, I don't know. The guy was only there for.
No, he's here.
I feel like you've gotten. Yeah, he's here today. You didn't know that?
That guy?
No, I don't know.
I think so.
I don't even know who it is.
He's from this.
Oh, that's right. Yes. No. Sorry, I made a mistake. I just touched her.
Oh, hey. She's rubbing my thigh. Stroking.
So appropriate.
Theater of the mind.
Yes.
It was more my knee.
I was like, and hey, I'm just touching you. And then it went downhill, like, really fast.
This is what happens with you two. It's why we love having you guys on the show.
You are not wearing my ring.
Because I'm not wearing... I have my wedding band, and that's it.
Well, that's awesome.
But she put a ring on it yesterday, so now we are officially con-married.
Con-married.
She's my con-wife.
Wait, did you have a marriage ceremony here at the con today?
We had a marriage ceremony in the jewelry store when she bought me the ring.
Aww,
so she's like, do you want to put it on my finger?
Sweet.
And I go, yes, with this
ring. Did you get
ring.
Down on Winnie?
No.
You're so unromantic.
It was a lackluster proposal.
It was a what?
It was a lackluster proposal.
Yeah. It was casual and low effort.
It was casual and low effort. Okay.
It was actually her yelling at me.
No!
No, don't do it! I was like, why are you yelling? I'm not going to listen to you. And she's like screaming at there, I don't let her do it. And I was like, he can't listen to me either.
Yeah, she was.
So what did Wes think about this whole,
he just shook his head.
You know,
he's like, God, you
polygamy thing you have going on.
I think he's come around to the con spouses. She's also Aaron's con wife.
Oh, so you're the polygamist. You're definitely a polygamist then. You're married to both of Mr. and Mrs. Roma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So, interesting.
I feel like I need a t-shirt that says that.
Married
to Mr.
One.
And Mrs. Roma.
No, you could be Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Roma.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Can you make that happen?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So now I'm going to copy your t-shirt back to the t-shirt thing.
Yes. Yeah.
But your slogan was like,
yeah,
I'm
but
a
yours
badass.
Is going to be
fierce
awesome.
And intense.
And I'm like, so out of
there you
context.
Go. Fierce and intense with consent since 1965.
It should 60, be like.
How old do you think
wait,
she
no.
is?
Wait, no. What did I say?
65?
I meant 85.
No.
Oh. I don't know how old you are.
1980.
80?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were that close to my age.
Yeah.
All right.
I like how he didn't say, I didn't realize you were that old.
No, I thought. Age. Well, one, I thought you were way younger than 1983.
It's because I act like a child.
We all do. This is why we're here at this particular event.
That's true.
We are all adult children.
That's true.
So
yeah. It has to be funny like yours. Mine's like intense. Like because I'm high, like very intense about costumes.
High intensity costumer.
Can it just be Jo Colton, she bites?
Biter and intense. Intense biter.
Intense biter.
She might.
On the back, it should say, your non-cosplay is my consent.
That's right. You don't have to be in costume for me to touch you. Or
you're writing
these
down? Oh, you should. Well, I mean, we're recording them, so.
You don't have to be in costume for me to, lick you, bite you, or handle you.
Did you ever hear my licking story with Eve Miles?
No.
Okay, so a couple years ago at the Cincinnati Comic Expo, we're walking around, and Johnny loves getting autographs. And, like, we've told this story on the podcast a few times. And I like to make fun of him for paying for autographs.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I just don't see the point. And it's fine. If that's what you collect, that's awesome. But so we're walking around, and Eve Miles was there. And I was really, like, on the hunt for, like, artwork. But, like, there were no artists there that I wanted to get the commission from. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay to get a picture done with Eve Miles. But so we're walking around all day, and I'm like, how much would so-and-so charge you to punch them in the face?
Right.
And I said, how much would Eve Miles charge me to lick her cheek? And, not that I would ever do that. But so anyway, so we're sitting there, and he's getting ready to take the picture, and he tells her this story, and she grabs my cheek on this side and, gets really close, where I felt, the wind from her tongue moving up and down, and it was her tongue was, way out of her mouth. And that bastard did not get the picture because he was laughing so hard.
What?
But it was awesome. Fail. And it's my favorite Eve Miles story ever now.
Fail.
And it was like, if she would have licked me, I'd have been like, man, I'm never washing that cheek.
So I went through a licking phase.
Well, he thinks she looks like my wife.
Oh.
And I have a huge crush on Eve Miles.
So you have a
I
huge
don't
crush
think
on
she looks like my wife.
Oh.
So I don't know. So that's each other. But you went through a licking fetish, huh?
No, phase. Not la fetish. Phase.
They were licking fetish.
But, yeah. Have you heard the biting story?
No.
Which biting story?
The Dragon Con biting story.
Yeah, but you bite everyone. I don't know which one you're talking about.
The Keith biting story.
Oh, no, but now you have Keith. To share the biting story. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. Aaron, how many tickets? Just one? Five?
It took forever.
Oh, my God. So,
the door prize call-outs at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show is my favorite thing about the Ohio Toy
once.
And Comic Show. Yep. Because it always takes multiple times.
Yes. Well, no one's listening.
Yep.
And then they're like, sorry. Oh, when is it?
Fighting story.
Yeah. So one of the finest members, who is our merch guy, we were hanging out at Dragon Con at the Marriott, as we do. And
like you do.
I don't know how biting came out. But anyway, so he's like, I dare you to bite me. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing that right now. And he's like, no, dare you to bite me. I take kung fu. It won't hurt. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know how hard, like,
yeah,
how
the mandible is? Yeah, there's, it's like thousands of pounds of pressure.
The jaw, like, you can break bone. And he was like, no. Granted, we had been drinking for a while. And so he's like, no, do it. And so I was like, all right. So he gives me his arm. And on three, I bite, break skin. And he screamed like a girl. And so I was like, told you.
I think you mean scream like a person.
Screams like a person. A feminine person.
Anyway, so. Yeah.
So he screams. He sends me a picture the next day. It's a bruise.
Oh, nice.
It has my teeth marks, like,
did he go get that, like, tattooed?
No. 2 weeks later, so a week later, he sends me another photo. It's now black, purple, and green.
Oh.
2 weeks later, it's green and yellow.
Yeah, nice.
And still has my teeth marks. And I was like, dude, I told you. And he's like,
how hard did you bite him? And what amount of hate did you have in your heart to bite someone that hard?
So later on in the night, apparently, he came back and was like, bite my leg. And I didn't bite him that hard. But then I got one of the Cobra footballers was like, you bite, that's a thing for me. And he was like, bite me. And I was like, I'm not going around biting everybody.
What?
Ew.
Which one?
Joe, like little Joe, wanted me to bite him, so I did.
That's gross.
So like, yeah, I was biting biting people. So,
okay, well, on that note, this is a family show. No, I'm kidding. Anyway,
God.
That's hilarious.
I'm doing really well with not swearing.
You can swear.
He was swearing.
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, well, there were kids behind us. They're gone now.
If they're at events like this, they've heard plenty of swearing.
It's fine. So. They're right there.
Yeah, they're with the CoilCon guys. They hear tons of swearing, I'm sure.
That's true.
So, all right.
So, yeah, so I bite.
Cool. Well, I think that's a great place to end for right now.
And on that note, Joe, get off the show.
On that note, there's a restraining order that's going to be filed, and, you know, and Mary's biting you now.
I don't want to get lipstick on her outfit, or I would have.
Oh, if it's red, it's fine. It'll blend in.
It's not red.
I didn't even realize you had lipstick on.
So Maggie's makeup is on my boob?
It is on your boob.
Yeah.
This is riveting audio.
All right. Listen. We've been on this show before. They
know.
We're boring.
They're awesome. Boring? No, it's hilarious.
She was doing, what was she doing? Oh, she had a bruise, like a big black bruise on her arm.
Who
from
did?
Moving. Maggie.
I don't know who Maggie is.
Maggie Kogan. Maggie's Madness.
Okay.
She's
What's
one
her
of,
Instagram?
MMKogan83.
Yeah.
She had a bruise from moving, so she put makeup on it so it didn't look like she was being abused. So I was wearing this costume at a con, and she scraped my arm. No, her arm on my boob.
And had makeup all over it?
And like a white. It was as if I was like milking.
You were lactating.
Lactating, milking, whatever.
So, all right. I think Sarah's done with us. She's retreated to her phone.
No, I'm Instagramming about talking to the infamous podcast.
Oh,
thank
you. Look at that. I should bring my electric skateboard next time and just ride it around and just,
yeah, that's allowed. You should do that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't allow it?
The showrunners. I know them.
I know the showrunners too.
They're hard asses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're such hard asses. They're so mean.
They're the worst.
Yeah,
anyway,
see, I just plugged your show on Instagram,
snap
at
the
me.
Best.
Hold on.
Snap at you
for not paying attention.
I'm gonna do that too. Hold on. Move your head.
What are you doing? Oh.
All right. So.
No. Stick your head in.
Oh, no, I don't want my head. Get the sign in the background.
Hold on.
There you go.
That.
All right. So now they're
that
taking selfies. This is the best audio ever. Because they're taking selfies while we're recording. So.
All right, I'm going to do.
I don't think you took that second picture.
No?
Okay. You continue to talk until she's done doing that.
Yeah.
You can edit this, right?
Oh, yeah, I can
edit. Do you edit for lag?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I pull things out all the time.
He pulls things out all the time.
That's what she said.
Hey-o.
Anyway.
Stick your head in.
Sing my head.
Okay.
That's what she said.
All right.
I was trying to continue the conversation and the flow of the show.
I know,
show.
And it was going really well, and you're awesome.
This is all getting edited.
No, really I'm actually going to leave all of this in.
It's gonna
just
kick
because.
Us off. Never be so sorry. Hey, sexy.
All
how
the
you doing?
In Poland are going to.
Molly, how you doing?
All of our Polish fans. It's crazy. It's like 20% of our audience.
What? They have
is
a lot
Poland.
Of fans in Poland.
For some odd reason.
Really? Hi, yeah. Poland.
Do you speak
Polish?
I do not.
How many languages do you speak?
Six.
What's your native tongue? English?
Yes. It's a flip between English and Greek because my parents are both immigrants.
Sure.
So.
Okay, so English, Greek,
Persian, Arabic, Somali.
You're such a spy. I have a funny story to tell you when we're not on the air.
Okay.
So, anyway, all right, I think like this is good because we've been talking for like 35 minutes.
Yes. So. Are you going to have Wes on?
Yeah, obviously.
We have to be longer. We have to be on longer than him.
Oh, 4 minutes with Wes tops. I mean, like, Arrow. Hawkeye, wrestling, done. I mean, like, there's nothing else.
So, since the last time you had him on, he's retired.
Oh.
Food. Food? Bees.
So we have a friend offering to bring us food. That is why Joe is suddenly saying food.
Food?
It was supposed to be on the down low and discreet because we're recording, and
that's
she
okay.
is not a normal
what
person.
What about her is down low and discreet?
So she, food?
Nothing, exactly.
I love you, Molly.
You want food now?
All right. Where can everyone find you online?
I didn't finish. You retired.
Oh,
wrestling.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's fine. No one cares.
Wait, what story didn't you finish?
He's going to talk to Wes later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Wes. You can come interrupt when Wes is on like
I'll
you did last
him.
Year.
It's fine. You can find Mary Mercenary at Mary Mercenary on Instagram and
on Facebook.
You're doing
and
so
Twitter.
And Twitter. Do you tweet?
And YouTube?
Tweet. She does not tweet.
I don't YouTube or tweet. No.
All right. You can find
and
me.
WhatsApp.
And WhatsApp.
No.
Nope. Hey.
Well, I don't know
what was
that
weird
is.
One that was like everyone
Happening.
Wanted
oh,
for like a week?
Vero.
Vero? Yeah. That was the dumbest app.
And you can find Joe Colton Cosplay.
Cosplay, where she just this
play.
That's her Santa Claus channel.
Joe Colton Cosplay.
There you go. Do a Santa Claus cosplay like thing.
What? Do you tweet?
Once in a while, it's Jay Colton Cosplay.
So she is on Instagram and Facebook as Joe Colton Cosplay.
Yes.
And, ooh, she and Maggie also are now, they have their own page called Trek Girls, and they live stream.
You live stream, and I've logged in before, and I said hi, and you didn't respond, so I just
I'm
was
sorry.
Like, screw you, I'm out.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
I'm kidding. No,
wow,
I said hi, but then I had to go, and I was like, man.
That got aggressive
like, it was funny.
Really quick.
Right?
No.
I feel like an abused housewife.
Well, let's see. I'm
the
one being molested.
You're the least
repeatedly today. So,
housewife.
All right.
That's true. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, ladies. It
He's been
was
trying to kick
awesome
us off for 6 minutes.
I have not. It's awesome. I love it when you guys are on. Like to be honest, we can like. I'm probably just gonna use Master Piscina and you guys, and not anybody else.
That's
so.
Cool.
But no, actually, Johnny told me to get as much audio as I could today.
Yeah.
And I said, sir, yes, sir. So, all right, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, so that was our time with Joe and Mary Mercenary. They're crazy. They're awesome. I love them to death. I can't wait until next year. And remember, Joe, non-cosplay does not equal consent. All right, so on to our next guest. We have the one and the only Brad Lark from Flying Pork Apparel. And I got to be honest, I absolutely love this guy. He is so cool. He is so awesome. He is so creative. And he is helping us out by helping create new shirts, get the word out about the podcast. And if you go to flyingporkapparel.com, or just Google Flying Pork, you can go to the collections, find the Infamous Podcast, and we have 3 shirts available right now. We have a really cool old like propaganda looking shirt. We have our lightning bolt shirt with the Certified Infamous. You can find that on it's actually our cover photo on Facebook. And we have the special edition, limited edition Ohio Toy and Comic Show 2018 Ohio Toy and Comic Show shirt, which is so awesome. It's so comfortable. It's so cool. Master Piscina really enjoyed it, and yeah, so here's my chat with Brad, just to learn more about Flying Pork, and enjoy. Hey, here we are again. Oh, what?
Nothing.
What's going on, Brad?
Well, you know. I just talk a lot.
You do talk a lot.
Yeah.
And it's good because it's always knowledge being dropped. Hey, guys. We're back still at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, which is never ending. And it's awesome. And you guys should have been here. It was a blast.
Cool.
I'm sitting with Brad Lark from Flying Pork Apparel.
Howdy.
If you go to flyingporkapparel.com, right?
Yep. That's
and
the one.
You click on collections, there's an Infamous Podcast collection because Brad is our, I don't want to say shirt guy because it's more than that. Like, you
I
know,
like to think so.
You're, he's a partner now in the journey of the Infamous Podcast. Yeah. So let's see, what can we give you? Chief T-shirtologist.
All right.
I like
the CTO.
So. All right, why don't you introduce yourself so everybody knows who you are.
All right, so my name is Brad Lark, and I am the owner, operator, purveyor of the Flying Pork Apparel Company, which lives at the website that Brian mentioned, flyingporkapparel.com. We do designer tees, custom tees. We have clients, much like the Infamous Podcast, who we will design T-shirts for on occasion when inspiration strikes, which is quite often.
Well, we make it easy for you with all of our nerd stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's like right in my wheelhouse. So
yeah.
I enjoy it.
So, all right.
It's not
so,
even like work.
Yeah. So we like to give origin stories on the show.
Okay.
So you and I definitely have an origin story. It's not just I found you online and said, hey, this guy makes cool stuff.
Because right.
You do. But we worked together a lifetime ago when we were both in agency life.
A deeper connection, as people say.
And it is. And I feel like you and I went through a similar trench.
Holy smokes, you're right.
So, but anyway, you know, you're awesome at what you do.
Thank you.
And
you've
as are created, you. Well, that's yet to be seen. But you've made some really cool stuff for us so far. So
glad to hear it.
Just wanted to make sure that everyone got to hear that. And you graciously, in Johnny's absence, decided to attend this the show with me today.
I will do my best to fill those big shoes.
So... How many have you been to a convention like this before?
I mean,
I know you've done Gen Con and things like that, but I mean, have you ever done like a toy comic type show?
I have not done a toy comic show, but I am very, very interested in all of them. As I stated to you offline earlier, I have way too many Star Wars figures at home.
Yeah.
Rotting away in my basement. Well, not rotting away because they're...
I hope they're not rotting. They should be bagged and boxed.
Well,
and,
I packed them in acid.
Oh,
no,
wait.
I'm kidding. But anyway.
So you have a puddle of Star Wars toys.
Oh, there's way too many.
That would be an awesome band name. Puddle of Star Wars toys.
That would
but
be
like
a good
for
one.
Like a nerd band, like,
yeah,
you know, like where you
good.
Just play like Star Wars songs.
I could write a Star Wars song, no problem. That would be not a problem.
Right.
But yes, I'm into the comics. I'm into the action figures. I'm loving what I'm seeing here today. I'm also a people watcher, not in a bad way, but in a good way. You know?
Oh, there's great people watching here. And we're kind of in. So last year we were inside the main room, and we're in the hallway this year. And it's been fun people watching, people coming in, all excited, and people walking out. Much lighter because they've spent all their money.
This is definitely a hot corner you got here to this year. It's pretty cool. But this is the first kind of convention like this that focuses on toys and comics that I've
been to. You having fun?
I love it. I love it. I could probably walk through that room over there or rooms.
Yeah.
Several hours in a row and not ever get tired of it. It's like just I don't know what it is. I used to do sculpting professionally. And, you know, I always wondered in the back of my mind what was going on. Why am I so fascinated with these action figures? And that was it. Like, I think I secretly wanted to make them. And, you know, I usually do it on my own. I'll make Christmas gifts for people, you know, use the sculpting. But I don't really do it professionally much anymore. But I do love action figures. That just that never fades.
I've gotten into, I mean, I love action figures, but they have the chess pieces. Have you seen those? There were some on my desk when you came by earlier.
Really? Huh.
I'm really into those right now. Well, not right now. I've just been into them for a while because they're like miniature statues that are like $14.
Woof.
So, yeah.
That is.
And so, like, I have like Cyclops. I've got Kyle Rayner as a White Lantern. I have Batman Beyond and Tim Drake, Robin, Red Robin.
So it's like a mixed media, mixed...
Yeah, but they're chess pieces. So, like, Cyclops is a king. Robin and Batman Beyond are both knights.
Wow.
I think the Kyle Rayner White Lantern is a rook.
That is crazy. So you have, like, combination... you probably go all DC, right?
Well, for right now, like, that's what I've been doing.
Except Cyclops.
Like, Well, yeah. But I do a lot of the DC because, I mean, DC's kind of just where I come from.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, if it's a cool, like I've been on, I've been hoping for, like, a cool Star-Lord right. one.
But there's no Wolverine anymore.
Not in my room, there's not. No.
I know that about you.
I hate Wolverine.
Ever since I told you he's my favorite, I know that about you.
I almost fired you and went and found another T-shirt person. Like, another person to help me with T-shirts when you said Wolverine was your favorite. So, yeah.
He's a scrapper. He's a short scrapper, and I relate to that.
I get it, but he's, like, so overdone. Like, I mean, I agree with Batman that, too. At this point, too, to be honest. So
yeah.
I mean, I still love Batman. All those reboots. I'm never going to be over Batman.
How can you not? Yeah. I mean, he's just, he's way cool.
So, anyway, well, I just wanted to say thanks for hanging out with me today. It's been
absolutely
a blast. I'm glad to introduce you to more nerd culture. And, you know, hopefully we handed out a stack of business cards today. Hopefully you guys
I got to meet Johnny Cage today.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, cool. Right?
That was really cool
talking to Master Piscina.
Yep.
It was a very short conversation, but I definitely could have gone for much longer.
Yeah, a poignant one.
Anyway,
so
all right, man. Well, thanks for teaming up with me today. And
thank you,
guys,
Ron.
Make sure you check out Flying Pork Apparel. Where's my pickle shirt?
You know what?
You forgot it,
dude. I was way too busy yesterday, but it's in the hopper.
I'm kidding.
I told you I'd get you one, and you're gonna get one.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, once again, just want to give a big thank you to Brad. Brad actually joined me at the show. He helped me out. He helped watch the booth. He helped wrangle guests. And, you know, he made our amazing shirts. So check out Flying Pork Apparel. They have amazingly comfortable shirts. I'm wearing one right now. Anyway, moving on. So our next guests are the Mad Men from the What's on Joe Mind podcast. Which last year, if you guys remember, I kept calling it What Joe Talking About. I don't know where that came from. But Mike and Gary join us, and I'm going to warn you, this goes on for a while, and Joe is with them. Joe Colton returns because she's a huge part of the What's on Joe Mind podcast, and she earned a new nickname along the way, and Mike and Gary were definitely having fun at her expense. All right, this is the fellas and Joe from What's on Joe Mind. All right, still at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. It's never going to end, ever.
No.
Never, ever. And we're rejoined by Josephine Colton.
Yes, hello.
And the What's on Joe Mind guys, Mike and Gary. Gentlemen.
Hey. No,
welcome back.
We're sharing a mic.
You realize she's not like a guest host or something.
No.
She's part of the team.
She's paid staff.
She is full time.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought you guys just like brought her in off the bench every once in a while.
No, like two some years now. Three years now.
I know. It was just a joke.
No, so. She's 18. She's 18.
She's varsity.
Varsity squad.
Varsity, all right. Nope. All right. So, gentlemen. How is everything going?
We're good. You're ignoring her again though.
Well, I'm not, but I talked to her for
it's
a half hour already.
I molested him earlier.
So,
yeah, you and I can share a mic. Right.
Yeah,
we'll
multiple times, mind you.
All right,
we're gonna get real close, Mike.
You're good.
I'm on what three close to touching your actual
was
head.
It three separate occasions today so far?
Yes. First time I touched your ear,
which was hilarious,
and caressed you.
The question is, how many times has she plugged the show?
The damn show.
Your show?
Yes.
That's why I introduced her separately because she hasn't said anything about it.
No. I plugged it on the second one.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
The second one.
Well, the first time I was on, I was just rubbing his ear.
She thinks
so.
Is that like last year when I just showed up and background gave you the finger for five solid minutes? That sounded bad.
Physical gags.
On audio podcast.
It's theater of the mind, though. Yeah. So they don't know what gag you were giving or what finger you may or may not have been giving her.
Just go ahead and guess when you say it.
Just guess.
My parents are from Brooklyn, if that helps.
Oh, yeah.
That makes them wonder even
very
more.
Cool. So did you guys have fun at JoeCon? The final JoeCon?
Yes.
I know you did. We heard all about your JoeCon. Oh, I'm crying. I had to give a speech. I'm so special to the G.I. Joe community.
Yeah,
I didn't say that part.
Yeah, when Joe had her panel, her cosplay panel.
Yeah,
which is a yearly tradition, not unlike the What's on Joe Mind panel, which was abruptly canceled. But
what? That's a travesty.
Yeah, we got frozen out. But Joe got.
Didn't ask. That's okay.
I did ask. Yes, we did put in a request. Thank you very much. Dick. Anyways.
I asked Savage. He would have done it.
Sure, probably.
All right, go ahead.
The con father.
The con father.
Where
I like
were
it.
You? Dick. So.
I figured we'd crash hers. We did.
For real. No, she had people to crash hers already without us. She had a full cast.
Yeah.
Boo.
So anyway, pick it up.
Boo. Way to take care of your friends.
We're so sidetracked. We always get sidetracked so quickly. So anyway,
no,
pick it up.
We're not
clearly.
Good at this.
No, pick it up.
We're not good at this.
It's a Hubbard
so,
win.
So, Utah chapter. That's all of their nickname.
Utah chapter? That's an inside joke that I'm not privy to, but okay.
There's three of them.
The very first CoilCon in Kokomo, Indiana, and they were driving out to Kokomo anyways, but they just happened to show up for the first ever CoilCon.
Ah.
And so we always teased them that they are the Utah chapter of the Coil Collectors Club.
Sounds great. I'm up to speed now.
So now any one of the three of them
singular entity
is addressed as
Utah chapter. I like it. Cool.
Any combination of the three.
Okay.
So anyways, Joe is doing her panel.
Like she does.
Yeah. And you know, we get to the end of it and there's questions for the crowd, much like we just experienced in the room ourselves. And Gary takes the mic and says something, you know, just very, very, very warm, very, very true. About Joe and her place in the G.I. Joe community and how she's really, really brought the cosplay element to things and how she's you know she's very much you know her efforts meant something to everybody who went to JoeCon.
Yeah, because of her and Mary cosplaying there, you guys got action figures.
We did.
You guys got action figures.
Yeah, we had Femme Troopers made.
Oh, I think I've heard Mary say something about that.
Yes.
It's really hard to call her Mary. So
So Gary had a very, very heartfelt sentiment, and Joe started to well up.
Aww.
And she started to cry.
And then Mike walked
and I ran up and took pictures.
Because he's an asshole.
And we did not set this up in
all
advance.
We are, yeah. Oh,
although
no.
Gary's stated goal was to make her cry.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That is not me crying.
Joe, why are you crying like that?
It's not
that
me.
That is totally you.
But
she's... And, you know, so anyways... very, very touching moment.
Yeah.
Ruined by me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team chemistry, not planned right off the bat.
No. Well, and you know, I mean, obviously, you guys
that's
have team chemistry.
That's kind of how I feel right now,
yeah.
too. So
well, yeah, I know. I mean, having like another segment with Joe, it's like could have been me crying like that.
Yeah.
But you were busy getting molested.
I know. I'll cry later in the shower. With my knees pulled up against my chest and
just
rocking back and forth.
Rocking back and forth.
I like how all three of us just started rocking in like unison there.
And if I was sitting in a chair,
yeah,
I'd be doing
you would have done the same thing.
Washing.
So.
You rock back and forth, it looks just something different right now.
Washing and rewashing and washing again.
Just really stiff loofah everywhere. Like, ugh. Anyway.
You like it rough, do you?
Yeah. That's what she said. What?
I don't know what is wrong with me.
The fact that he mentioned loofah. I just reminded me of that scene in Stripes. John Larroquette goes, "Oh, to be a loofah."
Ah, good times. All right, so how's the podcast going?
Great.
Well, you tell us, man. You're
well, not this piece of crap podcast. Your guys' podcast.
Well, ours is of course a 2-bit slime show. We actually we've been out of action a bit in recent months. There have been several attempts to record, and you and I were talking about it off the air, and I will spare your listeners the gory details, but it was just difficult to get something actually recorded to where we could use it.
Yeah, that was usable.
Yeah.
And that was about a 4-month struggle.
Really?
Yeah. And,
is it just because, like, Skype is so bad?
No.
The problem wasn't Skype. Skype is the part of it that works.
Oh, okay.
It was the software that we were using to try and record off of Skype that was being difficult. And it got to the point where a couple of options were tried and dumped before we found something that finally worked.
Yeah, I think what we were talking about before, I think, will help you with that.
Yes. So, yes. Got something that does work, and of course, the day that we decide to record, there is all kinds of electrical storms around St. Louis, Missouri, where I am situated. Yeah. And so the quality of that recording is a little spotty in some places. We're going with it anyway because most of it's fine.
Okay.
There's just a lot of cut and piece work. We will actually finally have a real episode featuring Joe and myself and our other host, Carson, hopefully within the next week. Yes, from Freedy Joe's.
Yep.
Gary was going to join us that night. Gary was sick. So Gary, yeah. Gary.
I'm pretty much my active podcasting days are kind of retiring from it. It's
just really? Is this news to these guys?
Well, it might be just going down to a 3-man show.
Okay.
Yeah, we just kind of.
I knew it.
What? It's all the men.
Never mind.
Two guys and a gal.
I just called you a man.
That's what I. That was where I was. Yeah.
I just called you a man.
I didn't want to. So. I didn't want to make the overt.
So how did?
Because there's children here.
It's two guys a gal.
Are you gonna cry again?
And what you're doing is you're just billing the guys twice.
Yeah.
So.
She's either gonna cry or punch me directly in the nose, shattering my bridge.
No, we got her to cry more. So. She cried more than once in joke.
Yeah, but only.
She got up and speak. And
this is not what the goal should be.
Wait, the goal is not to make you cry?
It should not be the goal.
Oh, okay.
No, I was told I got some people to cry when I spoke.
Yeah. I got
Was it heartfelt? Like.
Well,
did you have like Cobra Commander gear on and give the Rocky speech?
Yes.
If you can change.
That was it.
I can change.
I actually. Dave Lane comes up to me. I'm sorry, Pete. I didn't mean to.
Well, let's set the scene for people who are not at JoeCon and don't know what JoeCon is.
Well, it's a gathering of all yearly gatherings.
So, at the end of this year's JoeCon, the very last GI JoeCon,
they call it the last panel.
The last panel of the last con. The staff had some of the more prominent members of the Joe community. Say a few words in regards to the hobby and where things have gone, and Joe is one of those because she, of course, is a special princess.
Right.
I don't get a tiara.
And she's got a wig, but. And Gary was asked to give a few words too, and that sets up what Gary's about to talk about.
So they tell me roughly about 15 minutes before the last panel started. And they had a nice slideshow. It took about a better part of an hour, so I had some chance to put, what the hell are you going to say? They're going to walk up there, and they're going to give you a live mic, and they want you to say something. And,
the notes that I gave Gary was, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
So the only thing I could really think of is the main reason why we all come to con anymore is, sure, there's product, and maybe you want to go to Chattanooga, maybe you want to go to New Orleans or something like that. But, you know, I'm going to con so I can meet folks that are
we're just going to see Joe.
Like myself.
Yeah.
I go to see you.
I get to see Joe. I get to see Mike. I'm awesome. I get to see Justin. I get to see Carson. I get to see all these people that I really only get a chance once a year to see. And so, you know, it's if Hasbro thinks of it as more as, well, it's just people coming to celebrate a product. You know, I really wanted to stress that it's Hasbro, stress to Hasbro. It's everyone coming together for just to be together for a family. And I wanted to point out that, you know, because of JoeCon's, families have started.
Right.
We had two of our good friends of the program actually met at JoeCon and got married.
At JoeCon?
Yes.
No, did they get married at JoeCon?
That would have been fantastic.
That would have been really cool, right?
Didn't work out that way.
They had their honeymoon at JoeCon.
Yeah, that's right. We know some folks that actually good listener of the program, good friend, George Greeno.
That was honeymoon for them?
That wasn't honeymoon, but it was one of the first big trips he took with Karen. And at that point, they're like, we know she's a keeper if she's willing to go.
Yeah,
to
Karen's a sport. Karen's awesome.
But so we got a family started there. And then myself, I've been coming to 16 shows, and my very first show, my daughter was still in the womb.
Oh, wow.
My wife was pregnant at the very first show. My daughter is going to high school next year, or this coming school year. That's how long we've been coming to these shows. And then on top of that, I mean, it was kind of a circle of life thing. You got life starting, life getting together. And then at the very end, as we wanted to make mention of another reason why we're all there is because of Gary Head. And if you don't know who Gary Head is, he was a prominent member of the community, brought a lot of folks together. and unfortunately had a very untimely passing.
Oh.
About 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And mainly, the reason why I wanted to mention him is Hasbro actually licensed a figure after him.
Cool.
And Hasbro doesn't make figures for
no.
Real life people anymore very often. So he got one that was named after him. And mainly because of Gary, it was a scary enough health scare for me that I used to be a pretty big guy. I'm still a big guy, but I'm not nearly as big as I used to be. And I lost 110 pounds because, you know, I got to get my acting gear. I don't want to be another statistic. And Gary's like, it was a really harsh look in the mirror because of Gary.
Okay.
And if you're willing to face your truth and then do something about it, and I can thank Gary for that.
Cool. That's awesome.
So that's kind of what we talked about.
Yeah. I can understand why there were tears. I'm welling up over here right now. Are you welling up?
No.
She is.
I see water.
Yo, but the best part about it is, and you get this too, is when people come up, hey, I like the podcast. I listen
yeah.
to the podcast.
I've never heard anyone say that.
No.
So.
I like the podcast. It's a great podcast.
Thanks.
And, you know, normally my answer is great. It's very humbling. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
It's when people came up after the fact later that night, that was a great speech. I appreciate your speech. I remember your speech. That means a lot because it was from the heart. It was really off the cuff. I had a few notes that I had on my phone, but it was not planned at all. And if I was able to go ahead and portray a message in that way, I'm glad people took a liking to it.
Yeah, and that's a nice send-off for something that was so special to so many people, too, then.
Yeah, it meant a lot to a lot of folks, and there was a lot of it's tearful because it was the last JoeCon, but as I was telling folks, this is not goodbye. It's just till I see you next time.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to see Joe here in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to see her next year more than once, I'm sure, as well. Mike and I, he has family in the north side of Indianapolis.
Right.
The north side of, so we see each other 5-6 times a year anyway. So we're going to see these folks again at some of these other shows.
Yeah.
It's just sad that the JoeCon license is stopping.
Yeah.
And there's never really been a good reason for it to stop other than HasCon starting. I think that's probably the sad thing about it. We know it was stopped because of politics.
Is there another way that you guys could do this where it's like something else that's like geared towards G.I. Joe but not like overtly G.I. Joe to keep kind of the community together?
Local and regional shows.
But I mean, like a big, massive one, like with JoeCon.
Let me just add that Joe Colton just shot me a look where it looked like her eyes were gonna pop out of her head like a He-Man character.
Oh.
So it
like one of those stress balls.
I'm a little freaked out. Like you remember Mantenna?
Oh yeah.
Bam! Just woo. Ha! Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting fight.
Check your levels.
Oh, yeah, she crushed my levels just there, yeah. So.
See, I just bit him.
She did. She
you did
mark.
Bite him.
You're fine. There's no bruise.
There's blood.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
My
tetanus
God.
For sure. Rabies.
He's fine.
I don't bruise easily. I am no peach.
No.
He goes to the doctor and says, I need tetanus shot. And he says, why? Well, because she's from Canada.
Wait, you're from Canada?
Yeah. I just get better and better, don't I?
All the time, actually.
No.
So, again, another funny off-air story.
I can't make the beaver joke.
Because they do actually eat beaver up there.
I know.
Well, it goes back to one of our old skits.
That's not the reason I can't make the joke.
Remember the old poutine skit that we had?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Except it was said wrong.
Yeah, that was before me. Yeah. That was Greg was still on the show then.
Wow. Tang?
Yeah. Because Chuck is a worldly sort.
So when can we expect the next episode?
Well, we recorded the panel. I'm going to give it to Mike, and Mike will upload and take care of that. So they'll be within a couple days from now. So
awesome.
We're
on the 22nd. So
hopefully there will be a legitimate episode to go with it.
Nice.
So that's what we're shooting for.
Now, did you guys record last night since you were actually all in the same room for a change? Or
no, we went to dinner.
We would do that.
No.
We went to dinner.
Yeah, we went to dinner with Johnny Cage. Yeah.
So I talked to him like right before everything opened up. He is amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
dude.
Yeah, great dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sometimes you like anytime you come to a smaller show like this and there's a Hollywood person for lack of a bit there's always a little bit of a
hesitation?
You know, just a how is this gonna work? How is
Is this you want to do this or is it an obligation?
Yeah. Right, no, right.
Dude, I
need money
awesome.
In the account.
Yeah.
He's
here
awesome.
Because he wants to be here. So it was really cool. Like, because we made shirts just for this for, you know, they're only going to be a limited time. And he was super like, I'm actually going to wear this. And it's like, awesome.
Yeah. I believe it. You should have seen his reaction. A father and son came dressed as.
I saw them. Yeah,
and
Sub-Zero.
And he marked out. He was looking at him himself.
It's too bad he wasn't dressed as Johnny Cage today, because that would have been like the nice little trifecta there. So.
And then Mary was dressed as. What's she dressed as?
Sonya Blade.
So Sonya Blade.
So they all took a
group picture.
A group shot.
Yeah.
So you need to walk up to her and be like, "You have a wedgie."
Nice thong. Nice thong.
Thong.
I don't want to say that. She'll turn around.
Not say really.
Yeah.
It's a
good way to loosen some teeth.
Yeah. The last time we were on, we were like, she's the most aggressive, passive aggressive.
She's the most aggressively passive aggressive person. So, how you guys did a panel here at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show?
Yeah, we did.
How did that go?
I ate through it.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised by that.
She ate a gyro.
Joe, kind of had the I don't know how what's the it's two but it's a I'm trying to think of the word for trifecta. It doesn't really work. Yeah,
trio.
The double gaffe of dressing for the G.I. Joe panel as Captain Marvel from the Avengers.
Well, she's then, military. It's kind of similar-ish.
Don't humor her.
I have bright colors on.
It I suppose red and blue are kind of tangentially related.
Kind of Cobra?
Now, the star in her chest would be funny if it was a maple leaf.
Well, it'd be accurate.
Oh, you should have done that. You should do that. That would
be
awesome. A golden maple leaf.
So anyway, she shows up for the G.I. Joe panel dressed as a Marvel superhero and then eats her lunch through the panel, which admittedly we encouraged her to do because it would be funny.
Yeah.
But at the same time, looks incredibly bad to the people who are attending the panel.
Yeah.
So...
And a person from the audience gave me their dessert.
That was nice. Was it something good?
Yes, it was very good. It was like...
Apparently not filling because she still bit my shoulder.
Yeah, well.
She's going for that cream filling middle.
Did I really hurt you?
No.
Okay.
I don't buy the concern. This is an act.
Totally.
So.
Oh, look, he's showing scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
he's been bitten.
There's no marks.
Just wait till tomorrow when he rises.
Some of his bruise. There is a man going under the table. What are you doing?
And then, and then in the full moon, I turn into a weird Joe.
A weird Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, another band name, Weird Joe.
I dress up as Captain Marvel and say A at the end of my sentences a lot.
Take off.
Put maple syrup on everything.
You will only drink Molson?
Only Molson. As opposed to the normal...
Labatt's Blue.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying my normal would be...
Yingling?
No.
Coors Light.
No,
yeah.
Oh, Miller High.
The Champagne of beers, yes. High Life.
You all of a sudden start rooting for Edmonton, you know, in every sport. In hockey and in
Canadian football.
Quote-unquote football. So
what is that, the Eskimos?
They are the Eskimos.
Okay, yeah.
And I think they have a minor league baseball team too? I'll start supporting one of them.
Probably.
I don't know.
So
it's a big town.
That was funny. We at JoeCon in Chattanooga. The rapper who was there.
Word Burglar.
Word Burglar is there. I knew him by his real name, but I didn't know if we should say that.
There's a
it's
rapper named Word Burglar?
Yeah, yes. He's a big Joe fan, and he's
okay.
Also from Canada.
Yep.
But he...
Did you guys... Were you friends before?
No,
yes.
No.
But he's a listener.
They knew one another, yes.
All Canadians do.
Yes, they all do.
I mean, there's only like 14 of them up there, and they all come down here. And they complain about it.
One's a bounty, and the other one's a moose.
There's 9 million people in Toronto, and then the 12 other people in the country.
Well, now that I know that you're Canadian, you can get into my annual Boxing Day, Happy Boxing Day tweet that I send to people. So
Word Burglar. So
there's
we're
something to look
about
forward to.
Teams. Chattanooga has a minor league team called Lookouts.
Boxing Day.
And he bought their hat. And the Lookout hat just has two eyeballs on it. And
that's creepy and
so
awesome.
People would walk by you on the street and say, "I see you." And your response is, "Look at him." because it's a Chattanooga lookout. So he was telling us this. It's like people were coming up to me and I didn't understand what they're saying. It's like, I see you. And then eventually he figured it out because of the hat and the responses. Look at me.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's probably going to be part of one of his future raps.
I would hope.
I think that's a...
You can't see me. It's not, you know, it's not John Cena. It's just because you were in the Chattanooga.
It's the opposite lookouts. Of John Cena.
I can see you.
I can see you.
See you. Chattanooga lookouts.
You can't see me.
You can totally see me. It doesn't fit on a hat real well. That doesn't work.
Yes, you can see me.
waving in the hand the other way. Bye.
I assure you, I am perfectly visible on this hat and T-shirt. You know?
But it's got to be written in shoe polish.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll have some belt with some stupid spinning Cobra logo.
Wow. I love it when you guys are on because we just go off the rails. And it just so fits with like what we do as a show. So... The sad thing is lately Johnny's been the one keeping me on the rails, so.
That sounds about right.
Nah, it's usually the other way around, but it's been a fun little change in dynamic.
You can't get entertainment just cheap. But then again, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. No, all right, we're not terribly entertaining, no, but we amuse ourselves, and that's all that counts.
Don't keep going.
Do you need a potty?
I do need a potty, but I'm holding it just for you.
No, keep asking questions.
That's what she said.
Keep asking questions.
So,
would you like this bottle of water?
How about this bottle of water right here?
How about several bottles of water?
I hate these men.
Are you ticklish?
No.
No, I know.
Are you done with this cup? We should just pour the water in.
You're such an asshole. He's shaking. A cup of water at me.
Niagara
ice
Falls.
Canadian side.
Step by step.
That's the best side. You can go over in the barrel.
Clean, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Before Buffalo pollutes it all up.
God.
Way to go, Buffalo.
Because Buffalo.
They got the Bills. Sorry.
All right, so in all honesty, what's next for like G.I. Joe in general? Like, there's not a cartoon. You've lost your convention.
There's a movie coming out at some point.
Well, is it a movie or is it in that line of like The Rock, Channing Tatum movies? Because that's not G.I. Joe.
Well, I think they decided to hang up the whole shared universe thing.
Yes.
Thank God.
Wait, were they going to throw that in with The Mummy or something like
that?
They
were going to do a shared universe with like G.I.
Joe. G.I. Joe versus The Mummy.
What is wrong with Universal?
Visionaries, Mask, this whole, it was just too much going on. It's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, and you can't just hop into a shared universe. You have to plan that out years in advance.
You have to build the Iron Man first.
I fear that I'm to be bitten again.
It's an actual independent movie because Marvel put the money up and Universal did the distribution, and they're like, okay, we don't really want anything out of this,
so,
but we'll do it.
I think they were talking about wanting to center in on a specific character for the next G.I. Joe movie, and I believe they, great creativity here, decided on Snake Eyes. And I'm like, yeah, pick the guy with no lines.
You do want people to go, though, and people like Snake Eyes.
People like silence. Snake Eyes, but he doesn't talk.
So if they do that, it should be a silent movie, because it should just be from his like perspective.
Just take it after issue 21. It's just everything silent. But if I want a silent movie, I'm just going to look at the old-timey movies from 1910 or something.
I'm just going to watch Buster Keaton over and over.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Was he Canadian?
I don't know. I don't think so. He's not. No, he's not.
He was English.
None of the good people are Canadian.
They'll suck.
None of the entertaining ones, anyway.
No.
Ryan Reynolds.
None of the entertaining ones.
I was going to say it, but like I felt like that was something you needed to get out.
I just set him up.
Yeah.
Him down.
It was a softball, just a nice little lob in the air. And
he saw it. He went opposite field, but he got it.
He likes to see it coming.
But that's what she said.
IDW still has the G.I. Joe comics.
Right, that's are pretty good. Yeah. They're not horrible. I like the one from a couple years ago where it was how many Joes the different Cobras could kill to see who would be the next Cobra commander. Mm. That was a fun story arc. And you got a lot of dead Joes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just thin in the herd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like X-Men at this point.
I
there's
hate
like
that sort of thing.
45 billion.
Well, they just
like,
introduce a character to kill them off.
Right.
And then they would try to make the impact that much hotter by
killed Snake Eyes. It's now Yeah, the gender change on it, so it's like Megasonic Teenage Snakehead or whatever.
He's talking the IDW Joe universe, whereas you're talking the Larry Hama continuation of the Marvel Joe universe.
Right, yeah, that's true.
So, yes, no, original Snake Eyes, original flavor Snake Eyes is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don Marino is the chick now.
Yeah.
That's very forward.
Yeah. Chick.
That's that you're truly a liberated individual.
She's liberated so she can say it.
Yeah, I'm choosing to say that word.
The Snake Eyes name has always been classified. Now we know what Snake Eyes is.
It's about choice.
Oh, they named him?
Well, it's
about that we know it's her.
Next you'll be wearing pants.
I do wear pants.
Thank God. I ain't got no money for bail.
She doesn't get her Randy Orton on. The guy never wears pants. You think he just walks around home like Murray Goldberg? Like, just gets in, just if he has pants on, he just takes them off at the doorstep. And
he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the apex predator.
Last time I watched wrestling, he was a legend killer. That's how long ago.
Yes, the spacious Orton Estates in Western St. Louis.
Old Cowboy Bob.
He's a local boy.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. It's where his dad lived and where he grew up.
I believe he is in Washington, which is actually several miles to the west of St. Louis, but he built himself as being from St. Louis.
I was watching season two of Glow on Netflix, so I wanted to see what old YouTube videos of Glow when it was on TV. I vaguely remember watching it, but I was just like, this is even more so than Vince McMahon WWF at the time, where everyone was like, doink the comics. That was stupid.
Yeah.
This was even more over the top, and I don't think I really wanted to watch it, but I do enjoy watching the series that's on Netflix. So YouTube, one of the other things it said is, you might like watching these other wrestling videos. And what do we got?
Your mic's been off the entire time.
That's okay. That's probably a good thing.
God damn it, Aaron.
Dick.
So
his levels are good.
Yeah, now I was wondering where he was.
So one of the things I did as I was on... It sends you to Wikipedia, and then you know when you start with something on Wikipedia, all of a sudden you go down the rabbit hole. The number of big-name wrestlers from the state of Indiana is truly true. The Funks are from Indiana. Mick Foley's from Indiana. One of the Killer Bees is from Indiana. The Ultimate Warrior's from Indiana. All the
my old boss at Target went to high school with the Ultimate Warrior.
Really?
Wow.
Said that steroids were a problem then.
I bet it was.
Interesting.
That's not surprising.
No. Said but anyways. As a sophomore, he was a 150-pound running back, and then as a junior, he was a 230-pound center. So
the juice was loose.
Yes. So anyways, moving on, not to besmirch the man in his memory.
Yeah.
Because remember, Warrior Award.
But back to G.I. Joe. Yeah, that much going on.
All right. So what? I mean, what are you guys gonna do moving forward? Just like
local shows.
Looking back at local shows. I mean, as far as the podcast goes,
we'll find shit to talk.
There's plenty to talk about.
There's still news.
Okay.
We still haven't told every James Cavanaugh story.
True.
Most of them.
If anything, the lack of news has been the news.
Okay.
As you know,
he's slowly ripping my costume.
I am not.
He stuck his finger in.
Well.
And that's all under the table over there.
Yeah.
Where's the end?
No, it's all the way over there. We'll see you later.
Who hasn't seen it?
You want to see the whole one.
How many secrets do you think you have
that someone stuck a finger in? No.
Carrie is shaking his head.
No.
He's so disappointed. He's so disappointed.
No, I'm not
in
disappointed.
You.
It's just like this is going places where.
Anyways,
we're now talking about holes on Joe, so we can't do that. Can't do that.
Look, it's the right preposition because if we were really going off,
we work hard. It's PG-13.
It would be holes in Joe.
It does take
we're
a
not,
lot.
We're not going there. So, anyways, the issue has more been the lack of news or the changing of what we had already established as news, with this, you know, the movie plans changing and the relaunch being kind of up in the air and all the shared universe stuff just getting tossed aside in both the comics and the movies.
Right.
So that's been the news. The lack of news has been the news.
Yeah.
And there's going to be something else. Obviously, G.I. Joe still has a value
in pop
culture. There's still licensed product out there to review. There's still something going on. So okay. we'll we will be there for that. And awesome. Obviously, it's not going to be in our heyday. We were churning out
once a week,
once every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
there's not enough, just simply not enough content for that. Unless you know you want to hear us talking about stuff like this all the time, which is charming in a live situation at a show. But really, we're just holding out now. I'm just playing for time because I want to see Joe pee your pants.
We got a lot of electrical gear here.
Yeah. Keep shaking you. Her.
I just hate you. So.
We're awesome.
All right. So where can they find the podcast?
Well, where can't they find our podcast, exactly. Frankly? Let me go on a long list of the places.
On Facebook.
Are you saying they can't find it on Facebook? Because I thought we were going to name all the places you can't find it. Okay. And just assumed it's everywhere else.
Like, you cannot find it at local A&P stores in the East Coast. You cannot find it at the Piggly Wiggly. You cannot find it at 7-Eleven, although we're working on that.
Out West, you can't find it at G.I. Joe's.
Correct. You cannot find it at G.I. Joe's Trading Post.
Or In-N-Out Burger.
Not there, no. In-N-Out. We are trying to get in the kids' meal.
Or up north, Tim Hortons.
We're trying to get in the kids' meal at Burger King, which is kind of like Tim Hortons.
They have a Tim Hortons by my house now.
There used to be one by my house, too, and they closed it.
Here we go. Here we go.
Because nobody ate there.
The only good thing there is Timbits. Like, the whole donuts are not good. Just the Timbits. That's it.
I disagree, actually. One time I went, it was a chocolate donut with a peanut butter filling.
I can get on board with that.
On the top was chocolate icing and Reese's Pieces. It was fantastic.
Okay.
It was a transcendent experience.
Well, the one by me does not have that.
That's a heart attack donut right there.
I ate this donut, and Joe started to cry. Like, that's how good it was.
From hundreds of miles away.
She didn't even know what was going on.
Just started crying? Just
started crying. Just.
Somewhere Mike is cheating me.
He's eating a Canadian donut, and I have nothing I can do about it. It was terrible.
Hey.
Don't you know?
You hoser.
Step off.
How many times have you used the word hoser in your life? For real.
Like, what is the translation of that, Canadian?
It's like an asshole. Yeah? This kid's coming. Yeah.
Okay,
quickly,
so.
Say it. Whisper it into the mic.
Hoser.
Eh. Take off. Yes. The McKenzie brothers. Anyways. Are we on Instagram? I don't think we're on Instagram. It doesn't really matter.
No, we're not really.
Facebook.com/whatsontyourmind.
People don't even see
iTunes, Stitcher.
Yeah, Podbean, of course.
Our home.
That's kind of our home.
Cool.
So any place, just about, we do get some content out on YouTube because sometimes you remember to plug the damn show occasionally.
That is a thing now.
Wait, are you actually on YouTube? Because we joked about that earlier, but.
Yeah, the What's on Joe Mine has
But you don't.
I don't have a YouTube channel.
No, we have one video on the What's on Joe Mine YouTube channel.
We have four.
It's 9 seconds long. And
it's Mike going, test.
No, it's just a tone with our logo. And as the logo fades to black, the Justin Bell butthurt soundbite plays in the background. So that's really the extent of it at this point, because we barely have some hardware for a podcast, let alone video stuff.
Your assholes, I have to pee.
I can't believe how long how much legs that has.
All right.
Holy
all
shit.
Right.
I have to make sure to get a recording of this because we're going to have to.
I will definitely give it to you, yeah.
10 minutes. I'm like, all right.
This is the longest segment, probably.
This is the longest
Cage.
Segment today.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
Anyway.
So it's always a joy to be here.
It's
always.
I have to pee.
All right, well.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen. Well, now that she's gone, we can talk about her.
Apparently, she didn't pee that bad. She had enough time.
She's
to
stopping
to
talk about it.
She
couldn't have been that terrible.
The entire way to the bathroom.
God bless it.
So,
the
Infamous Podcast,
the
friend of the bladder.
We are terrible people.
Yes.
Specifically,
horrible,
I'm a terrible
horrible
person.
People.
Yeah, we've We've established that a long time ago. I mean,
yeah. We established that last year when you were on the show.
We've established true, so long ago so. When you say we're terrible people. It just, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, no. Yep. There's okay. not much else going on.
It's like King of the Hill. Uh-huh.
This is this is why this is why he thinks he's getting out, but he's not really.
He's not. It's that I was out and you pulled me back.
Pull me back in. That's exactly what Kavanaugh said today. Yeah. He's like, I guess we're having a panel. He's like, just think you're getting out and they pull you right back in.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back in. The whole John Wick line.
It was one of those where he thought he had a choice, and I just was like, no, just be here at 1 o'clock so you can set your shit up for the panel.
Cool.
And he was like, okay.
So you're very good at doing what you're told. I like it.
I'm married.
He's been married for 20 years. Yeah. So yes, he's excellent at it.
So I'm at 13. So I need some.
Thank you.
Well, definitely. 13,
way to go.
Well,
man.
I need some guidance on how I'm going to get to 20. So
the joke is that next year our marriage will be legal to drink.
Yeah. And then you guys become alcoholics, and
they got a head start on that one.
Well, it's coming up to my second anniversary of not having a beer coming here soon.
Yeah, you just drink wine now.
Well, we still drink, but we just haven't had a beer for 2 years.
You know, just move right to the
people,
hard stuff.
A lot of people hear screeching hearts, screeching car sounds outside. Like, God, so he's not drinking beer anymore.
So he's going from beer to wine, to whiskey, to bourbon, to scotch. I mean, that's just the natural progression as you get older, right?
The whiskey, bourbon, scotch progression is more what I've done in the last year. Because Jimmy, it turns out, is quite the connoisseur. So I've
who sings one scotch, one whiskey, one visit?
George Thurgood.
Yeah, all of a sudden that's a George Thurgood song.
Wow,
yeah.
I'm so disappointed in myself for knowing that.
I want to say Ted Nugent, but he didn't involve guns or hunting, so.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on that again.
I know. That was a lob that.
I'm going to let that go.
But that would have been a shot to left field.
But,
yeah, 2 years.
So anyways, because it's as a George Thorogood song, it was just meant that somebody else did it first.
Right. They set the blueprint for you to follow.
He's kind of the Pat Boone of his generation. He just find other more talented artists doing the song and then just do those songs.
This is pretty typical of our podcast. Like we said, we just go off on tangents. We said we were talking with. I don't even think I published it yet. It's sitting in the can, and I still have to do it. We were talking. Who were we talking with? And we ended up talking about 2 hours of Steve Austin. And then we're not talking Stone Cold Steve Austin. We're talking about like the Bionic Man Steve Austin.
Not coming back.
Good. Yeah, no,
when we find you murdered one day, is she the prime suspect?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Probably. No, that was with Brian Shearer.
Yeah.
Where Brian Shearer was the penciler for the G.I. Joe $6 Million Man crossover.
Which is a crossover I fully endorse.
And so we, of course, rather than talk about Steve Austin, the $6 Million Man.
We're talking about Steve Austin.
We're talking about Stone Cold Steve Austin. And how awesome it would be if they did that crossover with G.I. Joe. Because, you know what? I'd buy that one, too.
I think a lot of people would buy that one.
I'd be all over that one.
I mean, it's enough for people for just Sergeant Slaughter, you know, but then to have, you know, the rest. I mean,
but is he gonna job for G.I. Joe? Is he going to put G.I. Joe over? I mean...
He's a pro, man. Yeah. He'd do whatever was asked.
I don't see Stone Cold laying down for Duke.
Look, man, G.I. Joe's been around 50 years. He's going to respect that.
He's not going to lay down for Roadblock, either. Especially not the rock version. No, no, sir.
No, not right now, no. Maybe if we built them up to WrestleMania.
There we go.
Because, again, Stone Cold doesn't... He's not above doing the job.
No.
But there better be a good story around it. And right. I can respect his integrity.
I mean, he jobbed for Chris Jericho, so...
Chris Jericho deserved it.
Absolutely. He's the GOAT.
But if we're going to talk about the Bionic Man, I mean, I'd just rather call that Steve Austin, you know, Steve Austin, and then Stone Cold. We'd just rather call him the Ringmaster or whatever. Get confused.
The Hollywood
Stunning
Blondes.
Steve Austin.
Yeah. Stunning, yeah.
with his patented finishing move, the Chartbuster, as performed by the Disco Inferno. They did have the same finishing.
I know, yes, I'm well aware.
All right. So. You've done an episode on that, haven't you?
No, Tell because you Johnny have. Doesn't watch wrestling.
What?!
Exactly.
I don't watch wrestling anymore, but at least I can kind of... Well, I watch GLOW. Like, I established that. So,
the second season of GLOW got off to a really slow start, but then it got really good.
Yeah.
like after like, but like, if I hadn't watched the first season, if this was season
one. We're still
one,
talking.
And it got to be, you know, the fourth episode, and it was where it was. I never would have watched the end of the series. But the fact that, you know, I'd seen that first season.
Yeah, they definitely worked it up to selling the program to the guys at the convention, and then all of a sudden that the station didn't want to pick it up in the last gasp. And then I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but the opportunity, lo and behold, opens up because you have to have a season three, right?
Yep.
It's a hit. So. I don't have Netflix. I haven't seen it. So, yeah.
Do you live in a cave in Afghanistan?
And I got Prime.
Okay.
And I just don't have any more time than that to watch television.
But you have the NFL Network?
Yeah. No.
Oh, man.
No, I'm kind of, like, football on the whole is start, like, all these brain injuries are starting to bother me.
Yeah.
12 days, first game.
I know.
I only watch the Giants, and they play, they're the national game, like,
you guys now
12 out of 16
weeks. Now, folks,
weeks,
this has just turned into NFL preseason talk with Mike here because that's his team. So you guys now have the floor.
We knew this.
Well, I mean, they played Dallas twice a year, so of course they're going to be the national game of the week.
Yeah, but
twice
like 12 out of the 18 weeks of, you know, whatever, 16 weeks to 17 weeks, they're on the I don't need to pay for a package when I can watch them for free on.
People want to see Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw speaking, you like this as a Cowboy or as a Giants fan, as a Cowboy meme. And it says, no, you can't watch the Cowboys. I don't have a VCR. Or, no, you can't watch the Cowboys in the Super Bowl anymore. I don't have a VCR. There you go. I butchered it a little bit, but it's still funny.
Well, I still say the best thing that happened to the Cowboys was when Tony Romo fractured his vagina. So.
Oh, see, man. Don't get too. That's a fraternity, brother of mine. So I can't get too negative on
what fraternity?
Sigma Pi. Oh,
okay.
I have no love lost for the Cowboys, but get off of Tony Romo, man. He took some terrible teams
and
made them watchable, and then, you know, got stuck behind the one mistake he did make. Was on a play where he shouldn't have even been on the field.
Are you talking
the extra
about
point.
The botched extra point?
Because, again, channel, if your starting quarterback is holding for extra points, you should probably get your backup warmed up to hold extra points.
Right.
So I'm not going to – yeah, no, leave Tony Romo alone.
All right.
He didn't win the big one. Lots of great quarterbacks did not win the big one.
I get it. And that's not what I'm not making fun of him because he didn't win the big one. It's just, you know.
Because he had a vagina.
Yeah. A mangina, whatever you
51%
want to say.
51% of everybody has those. It's not an insult.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to let you guys get back to conventioning.
Are you sure? Do you have to pee?
No.
Should we still keep talking?
No. All right. And so that was What's on Joe Mind. Teaming up with the Infamous Podcast. We love Mike and Gary and Joe and poor Joe. You will ever be forever hashtag Captain Peepants. I'm just kidding. So we she did get to go to the restroom. It was fine, but we definitely had some fun at her expense. Mike and Gary, like I said, are awesome. Make sure you guys check out What's on Joe Mind for all the G.I. Joe news that you should definitely listen to, and check out their back catalog because they are awesome and it's an amazing show. And they've forgotten more about G.I. Joe than I'm ever gonna know. Anyway, all right. So moving on, this is our last but certainly not least guest that we had at the show. Wes Whitlock, Revenge City Cosplay on Instagram. Check him out. Check out, I think it's Revenge City Cosplay also on Facebook. He last year when we talked to him, he was a professional wrestler. He's since retired. He'll talk all about that and what he's doing now. As far as like making cosplay a full-time gig. And he also, in traditional West fashion, we have a technical hiccup. Anyway, this is Wes Whitlock. Enjoy. All right, and we are here with Revenge City Cosplay.
That's right, I'm back.
You're back. They'll hear you this time. What? And we won't have to record it twice like we did last year.
You know,
that was the other fun thing.
Yeah. We had a double take.
Yeah, well, that was an interesting day last year. I was not prepared to record live.
Oh,
like,
really?
On site. Like, I hadn't done it before, and like, we've been using a different setup, and I tried to go back to an old setup that it just, yeah.
Hey, live and learn.
Exactly. So, how's it been?
It's been good. Me and my lady bought a house.
Yeah.
And that's been nice, not living in Dundalk.
Yeah.
And it's quiet, like real quiet. Like I wake up in the mornings and it sounds like a wildlife sanctuary outside.
Awesome.
There's all these birds and stuff. There's frogs and lizards around my house. The occasional deer.
Do you go out dressed as Cinderella and have the birds land on your fingers and be like, what are you up to today, little fella?
You never know.
Yeah.
I might.
That'd be awesome. You are a cosplayer.
I am.
And you've got like the pretty epic goatee going on, so that would be a pretty great Cinderella right there.
We'll add it to the list.
So you did cable recently, right? Or you're doing cable?
No. I just did the cable haircut.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to do something different.
I did watch that live stream, and your look on your face the entire time they were cutting your hair was priceless.
No, I literally just wanted to do that haircut, and
okay.
That was the best reference of all.
Okay. So I thought you were
doing call it,
the
cable cut.
Yeah, because it's just an undercut. It looks nice. So.
But
I went back to the like faux hockey thing. So.
I'll be back to that in Dragon Con.
Yeah. Okay.
As soon as Dragon Con hits, I'll have to go right back to that because one of the cosplays I'm doing at Dragon Con is Thor, so I need the short spiky hair
nice.
Again. Yeah, we're doing Ragnarok at
Hey, there goes Captain Pee Pants.
Shut up. I'm here to molest.
Oh, okay.
What?
She's
sitting right here.
Yeah, I know, right? Right in front of your husband.
Yes. Well, he knows. I give him a kiss instead.
Aww.
I give you a kiss.
Look at that. You did that last time, too.
Yeah.
And we made fun of him greatly for it.
That's fine. You can make fun of me about that forever.
He's a professional.
I came prepared. I already peed.
You have softer hair and better ears.
What does that have to do with coming prepared?
Wait, who has softer hair? Him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine's
all, I just got it cut.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, mine's grown in a little bit.
I got my cut on like Monday. I did, and I took it all the way down. So,
hey babe, thanks for derailing the podcast.
Thank you. What?
For derailing the podcast.
Well, she did it twice when she was on it. So,
she's wonderful.
All right. Yes. So, so you're going to Thor for Dragon Con.
One of the.
Okay. How many are you doing?
I'm bringing 10 with the probability of wearing 9.
Okay, because 10 is still 2 a day. That's not like.
Yeah. Well,
that's not outrageous.
Unfortunately, Saturday is going to be 3. I'll just go down the lineup. I'll just go down the lineup. Let me bust out the phone with the picture.
Yeah.
But Thor is on the list. I love when I try to do things on the fly.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
how do I use a phone? I've never used it before.
That's pretty much. Okay. So, Thursday will be, in the evening, I will be doing episode 3 Obi-Wan.
Okay. See, your hair like this right now would actually work for that character like really well.
Well, I mean, I look more like a Viking when I have the goatee like
this. I get
it,
but
I have a wig and a beard for it, but I'm not shaving until then.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't need to use the fake
cool.
facial hair. But and then Friday AM I'll be doing Justice League Aquaman. And then PM I'll be busting out and shaving. Batman Vegeta.
Okay.
And then Saturday for the parade, I'll be joining the G.I. Joe crew as Sideshow Collectible Zartan.
Okay.
Then in the afternoon, when Joe busts out her Hela, I'll be Ragnarok Thor.
Cool.
And then we have a secret costume for the evening, and can't tell you what that is. You'll have to tune in.
You can tell me off air. But
maybe.
Because I'm not going, so.
Maybe. And then anytime I want, I'll bust out my Ernest P. Worrell again.
Nice.
That's one of my
favorites. I'm a big fan of that.
He was a very popular costume at Dragon Con last
year.
I just stood in the lobby of the Hilton, and people just were, like, stopping nonstop.
That's cool.
I mean, I'm standing there with the sign that says Ernest goes to Dragon Con, making this doofy Jim Varney face. But then Sunday, we're going to start with Caecilius, and then they'll have their Doctor Strange costume.
Cool.
And then we'll end... I'll end Sunday with my arsenal.
Yeah.
And then maybe if I feel like dressing up, I'll bust out Nathan Drake from Uncharted 4.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've already done that once.
Did you watch the little fan film?
Yes,
the Nathan
it was really good. I was really, really pleased with
that. They don't need to make a movie of it now.
They actually are in talks to potentially make a web series,
okay.
which I'd prefer that.
But I'm saying, like, they were talking about an Uncharted movie with not Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, it was Tom Holland.
Yeah, like, they don't need to do that now.
I love Tom Holland.
Like 12 years old.
Exactly. I love Tom Holland.
He's
a
great Peter Parker.
He
does not scream Nathan Drake.
No, maybe when he was a kid, but I don't want to see that. I want to see,
right.
like,
we
an untold
played that
story.
In Uncharted 4.
Yeah. But I think the only thing about the Uncharted fan film that I would have changed is I would have got a different guy for Sully. I'm not saying that the guy, I don't know his name. He's from like Avatar. He was the bad guy general. But I'm not saying he did a bad job. He just wouldn't have been somebody I would have went with.
Sure.
I would have went with somebody more like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Like fuller in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, like even Nathan Fillion, which he was great, still wouldn't have been my first choice. Like,
yeah.
Maybe a second or third because he already has the character down pat and he does look the part. But yeah, he's a little gaunt in the fan film. But I'm nitpicking. Like, it was fantastic. I was happy to see it.
It was cool to get.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Especially if it becomes a web series. Like, I'll still tune in.
Heck yeah.
Like, even with those nitpicks.
YouTube Red, man.
I just recently heard about that. Like, I was like,
you need to watch, or I guess it's called YouTube Premium now. They changed the name, but you got to watch Cobra Kai.
I've heard about it.
Cobra Kai is amazing.
I think the best YouTube series that I've ever seen, though, was the Street Fighter one.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Assassin's Fist.
Yep. Yeah. And the Mortal Kombat Legacy or whatever.
I never got around to that.
That's on Machinima for free, though. So.
Well, so was the first season of Street Fighter. Yeah. The second season, which was only like 4 or 5 episodes, was like on a streaming network, which I thought was stupid.
That's a nice shirt you got there.
Oh, it is a nice shirt.
Even though he made me almost pee my pants.
I did not. That was Mike.
She'll never let you live that
down. Nevertheless, yeah.
Never.
Never, I know. But forever, I'm going to call her Captain Pee Pants. So.
You know, and I'm sure that'll be hilarious until the end.
That will be our thing. All right, so the other thing is you told me you recently retired from wrestling.
I did. Last year at this time, I was still Cruiserweight Champion, I think. Or did I just lose it?
You had just lost.
Yes, right, yes. Yeah, I just lost the belt. In January, culminated my career where I stepped into the ring with my longtime rival, Apollo Crews. Not the one from WWE. It's a different guy.
Right.
Spelling's slightly different.
Right.
But when we were going into this match, I felt like he had kept getting in my quest to get my championship back, and eventually I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, we've been doing this dance for too long.
Yeah.
January's a cage show. Why don't you and I have a loser leaves town cage match?
Yeah.
And I lost.
Yeah.
He was the bigger and better man that night, and even though that, you know, I'm a supreme sleazebag in that ring at times,
right,
I still garnered enough respect for the people to give me a standing ovation as I was leaving. It was cool. It was very, very like WWE. Like,
yeah,
it almost seemed like it was planned, but like it was nice. Like, I mean, my goal going in there was, however they react is what I was going to react. If they booed me out of the building, then I was going to have something negative to say on the way out. But they showed me a lot of class and respect. So
did you leave your boots in the ring?
No. Aww. I did have a nice little speech where I said I'm going to do what any wrestler does when he loser leaves town match,
right,
and that was go home.
Right.
And that got a nice reaction, too.
That's cool. So. All right, but, and then the other thing you've been doing is, like, you've been, like, Green Arrow for events for the CW in your around D.C., right?
Yes.
Is it D.C. and Philly? Because I thought I saw you at something in Philly.
No, it's only D.C.
Okay.
It's a company called the DCW 50, and it's the D.C. affiliate for the CW.
Okay.
So what happens is they had a casting call, basically. Hey, if you're a Green Arrow cosplayer or Flash or Supergirl, that's what they were looking for. They said, send us an email with pictures and, you know, we'll talk about what we can do. And so I went through the proper channels and really didn't hear anything back. And then a friend of mine who was kind of close with those people kind of made sure they saw my email, and from there they just were like, we love you.
Awesome.
Like, we'd love for you to come. And I do as many events as possible with them. I've actually met John Barrowman because of that.
Cool.
He was super nice. He only came by for like 2 seconds, but like we took a picture and then he impromptu like choked me, which, you know, that's fine. And then I'm just at the most recent event that I did with them was All-Star Comic-Con. They sat us next to Teddy Sears, who is Zoom.
Yeah.
That guy is probably the nicest human being I've ever met. Like, I can't say enough good things about Teddy.
That's really cool.
He was super down to earth.
He was super good to anybody and everybody who came up to the booth.
Did you see him on Masters of Sex?
No, but a lot of people brought that up.
He was a slime ball, and it was awesome, and he was my favorite character.
Yeah, so. He was actually really excited when somebody came up and said, oh, I loved you in that. Like,
and
he
yeah,
was
and
real,
I was really happy when he became Zoom.
Yeah, he was super cool. His family, he's apparently from Silver Spring.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, like, his family came and visited, and they went out to dinner afterwards. But, like, I literally picked that guy's brain so much.
Cool.
Like, he was just, like, super engaging. Like, I would love to, the next event I do with them, hopefully they get somebody else from the CW, and I can just pick their brain.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Very, very cool, man. So, how was the flight out?
Well, the flight in here was...
Or in, sorry.
Yeah, the flight in here was... It was only the third time I've been on a plane.
I know, because we talked about that last time, how you didn't like flying. And
okay, let me just break down each flight real quick for you. I won't take up too much time, but first flight was terrifying on takeoff because it was a hard bank coming out of Reagan, and it was terrifying. I've never been on a plane
before.
Did you
fly back into Reagan then?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're going to fly back into Reagan again.
And it's terrifying for a different reason coming back.
Well,
all right, so in typical Wes Whitlock recording fashion, we had a faux pas.
I'm literally a gremlin.
I think somebody unplugged our thing, but and then plugged it back in, but didn't say anything.
I'm like cursed when it comes to technology.
That's
so
all
I
right,
apologize.
Man. So all right, so we were talking about your plane rides. You've had a bunch of issues, and now you're good.
Yes, hopefully the flight home today will be much better.
And then I asked you about going to, like, San Diego, and you don't want to go there.
I'm not interested. For the most part, everybody tells me it's so crowded that you really can't do anything. And it's more for industry now. It's not really for comics.
People. Like, I really want to go to New York Comic Con.
I will never set foot
there. More so than... No?
Just I hate their weapon policy.
Oh,
it is hot garbage.
Yeah.
And they screwed people this year again.
How?
If you didn't verify your ticket that you paid for, they canceled your
really?
I know like four or five people that had their tickets outright canceled.
So
and
did
it's
they
like,
get their money back?
They got their money back, but what if you paid for a hotel?
Yeah, right.
Like you can't cancel.
Well, you get a weekend in New York.
They're run poorly, and if they ever hear any of this, I really would love for somebody to give me a rebuttal. Like, oh, well, this, and this. No, you run your con like a bunch of dummies, and you need to get better management.
Awesome. Well, that's...
I put it... You could quote me.
Quoted. You've been quoted.
But you want to go.
I do want to go, but that's so just you, you know, I like going to New York. And
that's fair.
Like, to go to New York and go to a Comic-Con at the same time, that's not a bad...
I've heard
it's
also
to live there,
crowded, though. Like, it's I know people that go to it every year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that, like, the con itself sucks. I just don't. I don't.
Yeah.
Care. Like, my opinion is sour.
So. Is that the last one?
That was it.
Awesome.
I'm done stealing your toys.
Shout out to Aaron
Dietrich. Shout out to Aaron for doing an awesome show
con.
This year. So.
He's actually the reason I wore the Ninja Viper.
The what?
The Ninja Viper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, I would have never even known it existed.
Really?
Yes, he has a statue in his
house.
It's
in his house, yeah.
And
I've seen
I saw that, and I was like, dude, what is that? That is cool. And he was like, that's the Teal Ninja Viper. And
so the
I had
toys
to do it.
He has in his house that he doesn't sell that he's customized are amazing.
Yes. He's got a really nice like stand of like a bunch of Kurt Russells, lots of Hellboy stuff. But the Ninja Viper, I was all in.
Yep.
Like, I was like, I'm making one of
those. And it looks good. The Ninja Viper looked good today.
We're going to make some upgrades, too. Like, we're going to do a different mask, so it's easier to take on and off.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty much all of the white bits are going to be replaced with more functional instead of just wraps.
Yeah.
Because they don't always stay in place properly.
Yeah, you said you were having trouble with stuff falling out and everything.
I'm going to reconfigure my scabbard so they're easier to take the swords out.
Yeah.
Because right now it looks silly because I can't put them back. pretty much.
So, well, cool, man. Well, you know, we're wrapping up the con, so
you got pretty much out of
there. We all got to pack up, but thanks for sitting down with us again.
Hey, man, I'm glad I could close out the day and we didn't lose an hour. We just lost
maybe
5 minutes.
Two, not even five.
There you go, even better.
But, and good luck with all the like the you know being Arrow for your local CW affiliate.
I hope it leads to other things.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
so.
It's really awesome. I appreciate you having me on again.
Heck yeah.
I guess it's going to be a tradition every
year. I'm never doing this show. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so.
We just said something nice about Aaron. That's about it. We're going to leave forever.
We said, we're never coming. Now, well, hopefully next year Johnny will be back. So,
well, I mean,
which would be nice,
I understand that sometimes you got to
life gets in the way.
Yeah.
So, but his mic is here, so he's here in spirit. which
I'm the new Johnny.
You should lick the mic. I'm like not Joe did. Mic.
I'm not licking.
So Johnny can have a
she
mic.
She likes
that.
Licking things. I don't. So I don't lick random nonsense.
On that note, yeah. Thanks for joining us, man.
No problem.
Oh, wait, plug your Instagram and stuff.
Oh, okay. It's Revenge City Cosplay on Instagram. And then there's underscore, so it's Revenge_City_Cosplay. And then the Facebook page is facebook.com/RevengeCityCosplay, no underscores on that. You'll find me more on Instagram.
Yep.
But either way works. I still take commissions. I still make stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, no costumes. I just make props. Yeah. Mainly swords. Swords and bows that are con safe. And I'm actually going to be making Mary Mercenary's Antiope gear.
Oh, nice.
Like I'm making her quiver with the alligator strap and the bow and the arrows. So
that'll be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a Dragon Con cool. debut.
All right, well, have fun at Dragon Con.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you before next year.
If not, maybe we can like call in or something.
Yeah, definitely. We were talking to Joe about doing that, too.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Does he have to pee?
No, he doesn't have to pee.
No, I'm a consummate professional.
You don't have to hold him hostage.
I'm not Mr. Pee Pants.
Good.
Well, so... I guess technically,
one of you knows how to conduct themselves.
Hey,
he's a professional.
You know, we're talking to talking to Mike from What's on Joe Mind podcast.
Yeah,
we unfortunately that's the seat that I warmed up for you.
I appreciate it, man, but I'm just plugging your content.
Yep,
Wes knows to plug the damn show.
Joe will learn over time.
Eventually,
so
good luck.
Wes has caught on.
Yeah, he's on. You should probably replace Joe with
honestly,
Wes.
We like
Wes
better.
As much as I'd love to be in a podcast, I don't know anything about G.I. Joe.
He just dresses up like the guys.
Well, yeah, I am a fake nerd boy.
Neither does Joe. So.
Ouch.
All right.
She's going to hear that and cut you now.
Yeah, I can't help you. She knows more than me.
She's been molesting me all kinds, so, you know.
Well, on that note, before anybody comes over... It was good
Thank
hanging
you,
out,
sir.
And I'll see you next year.
Awesome.
I'll hopefully
Thank
talk
you.
To you sooner.
All right. Bye.
All right, and that's another Ohio Toy and Comic Show in the books for the Infamous Podcast. I want to thank everybody who came on. I want to thank Master Piscina. I want to thank Brad Lark. I want to thank Toy Bills and Josh Pence and the What's on Joe Mind guys and Wes Whitlock. And most importantly, I want to thank Mary Mercenary and Joe Colton for being my partners in crime all day. So next year it's on a Saturday. It's I believe July 23rd. It's usually Comic-Con weekend, so whatever that Saturday is. And make sure to check out the Super Ohio Toy Show on February 3rd at the Fairborn Holiday Inn, just like the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, 2800 Presidential Boulevard, Fairborn, Ohio. All right, on that note, don't forget you have a very limited time to get our amazingly awesome, beautiful Ohio Toy and Comic Show limited edition con exclusive shirts. Go to flyingporkapparel.com, check out the Infamous Podcast Collection, and you can get one of those lovely shirts for yourself. And when you do, please make sure you share it on the gram and let us see where you're rocking it. All right. On that note, thank you for listening to this very long two-part episode. And have a great week. We'll be back with a new episode with Johnny on Friday. Later.
The Infamous Podcast was recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodworth, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.